All right, I'd like to call the regular meeting of the Park and Rec Commission to order at 6:38. Do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you please, could you do a roll call, Gloria? Present.
Present.
She snuck up on me.
Present.
Commissioner Mathewson.
Present.
Commissioner Schober is absent. Commissioner Bartle.
Present.
Commissioner Carver is absent. Commissioner Chase is absent.
And we have quorum. All right, alterations to the agenda? Alterations to the agenda. Okay. Remarks from the public regarding items on the agenda. Remarks from the public. Okay. Pete had asked that we made space for a presentation from the Garden Club relating to potentially doing some plantings at the tennis pickleball court area. So the floor is yours if you want to. So go up to the, what do you need from Gloria? Name and,
Address. Oh, okay.
Name and business. Business.
Well, we're the, I'm Adam Heckley and
Catherine Hinojosa.
And, well, we're also with the Conservation Commission for Montville. right. And, yeah, we're both, Oakdale residents, Montville residents. And I guess first I'll just do a, talk quick, history of, the Garden Club in itself. So it was end of 2023, the Conservation Commission and Lenny sort of came up with the idea to try to just get people from the town together to start helping with Ellen DeGeneres' garden at the town hall. And since then, we've been, slowly taking care of them and trying to really, enhance other areas around town. So far, we have done, around the Conservation Commission, since that's sort of, one of our big areas that we already are there doing the trail work and stuff. So we've, done gardens there. But since then, we've continued since the end of 2023. We really, been doing consistent work the summer of 2024 and 2025. And since we're sort of both, new to Montville, it wasn't we're just going to go in and just start doing a bunch of stuff. So we've really been trying to, plan for ourselves, how every year, how to do a little more and stuff. So, some of our, basic responsibilities that, we have been trying to either take from other people that have, gardens that already existed and other gardens, we've been trying to create. So basically it's been town hall, the conservation center, entrances, and a couple of the gardens that we've built since we started. Last year, we built the Bella's Garden out in front of the Fair Oaks entrance, and this spring we're going to continue to finish that project and then hand that over to the Bellas family for them to continue taking over that one as we assist with the plantings and stuff in the spring. We have the Uncasville sign down by Mohegan Sun that it's a little bit of a weird spot, but we're going to continue with that one and try to really enhance that one with more plantings this year. And the big one that why we're here to let you know about that we started in the fall is the garden at Lawton Trails. And I'm pretty sure that's one of the properties that the Parks and Rec are sort of responsible for.
It's a sore subject. It got taken away from us. It belongs to you.
Well, technically,
It does not belong to this commission. It's conservation land, so we have nothing to do with Loudoun Trail.
Okay. I mean...
Unfortunately.
Okay. But either way, we started working on a garden there, and we're going to be doing that we started it with the Girl Scout Club with Liz Prius last year. And all we did is clear an area for gardening, and then we're going to be doing a garden there this year. And really, we were just letting you know what we've been trying to do with the town and help it, and just letting you know that if there's any gardens that the Parks and Rec people feel that should go somewhere, or even trees,
All right, so Pete, when you sent this out, you said they were considering doing some plantings by the pickleball courts. Did I misread what you wrote?
Right.
Yeah, because Adam reached out to me and...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and said that he heard that we were putting in that screen and thought that he might have some ways of beautifying that area a little bit so it's not just that screen there.
Oh, which screen do you mean? The
one in the back?
The pickleball courts, right?
Oh, no, what I meant by screen, because we had talked about a quick, a year and a half or about, and she, you mentioned doing shrubs and a little couple trees maybe on the near the bathrooms.
Yes, I did mention that.
Right. So that's what I was sort of saying.
Perfect. Okay.
Right, something around that area. But I'm open, really any type of little projects that you felt could happen. And
okay.
You'd just be there to help your dreams come true, basically.
Okay. So now I asked you over here. So how does this get funded? So you'd be looking for funds from...
We would just... a little bit from you, right.
For the plants, is the same
right.
thing. For
yeah.
And sometimes we'll go through public works and stuff.
Well, that's I think, what... I don't want to speak for everybody. We usually don't do open discussion now, but I think I'd like to. This is... We work with Public Works. Public Works is really somewhat responsible for... grounds upkeep and I think this is really something Public Works, I think we'd all love, we've been talking about it for years, getting trees planted and something planted. We've been trying to get plans done to get it done, to show areas that we could do something like that. We still haven't come through that yet. So that when people, something like this comes along, we could say, yeah, we want something there. We don't know that just yet, other than thoughts we've tossed around over the years. But wouldn't you agree this would be something probably because Public Works would have to maintain it, water it if it needs it?
Well, I think it would have to come to you first.
And I appreciate
yes.
that. And, who
maintains them? That was a good question I was going to say. Do you guys come back after you plant? Do you maintain them? Do you water them every day?
Yeah,
do you
weed
them?
Yeah.
Wood chips?
We do basically all that continuously.
Continuously throughout.
Is that okay
season.
With the... Is that a union issue? Is it something... I don't know, Mr. Mayor, no? I don't know. I know we ran into a problem down there in London with it, but I could... I think it's a great idea, really.
Right.
I really
we
do.
We have been working with John Carlson extensively,
okay.
So it's not
that's
all new to him
I think
at
it's
all.
Awesome.
Okay.
And even we talked to all
if
the
John's
mowers.
John's good
now,
with it.
Like,
we should have
they
it.
Love, we talk to them all the time, and they're like, we love the stuff that you're doing. They love the fact that we do, mulch rings around the trees because it's a lot easier for them to work around the trees. Mm-hmm. Really, we are definitely... one of our main goals is to make Public Works life a lot easier, too.
Yep. So, I certainly think this commission could put together a motion to support it. I don't know if we, if you need more than that. What do you recommend, Kate? we can't say go ahead and do it because that's a Public Works decision.
A motion of support. I'll bring it back to Public Works.
Yeah, we can bring it. Yeah, that's next week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
much we talking here?
Depending on the size of the area they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to, if you're, anybody have any other questions at this time, or?
Do we have to?
Are you looking for direct fund, some, are you looking for funding right now?
We have to connect with Public Works.
So what I'll do, I'll do that, I'll talk to them, and then I'll have John Carlson, you could hook up with you guys.
Okay.
If that sounds good to you.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, and obviously just letting you know, right, if you guys do come up with ideas and stuff, it would help you try to come up with the actual, like, if you're like, oh, we would like a garden here, we could actually do the, you know, like write up a description of the, you know, garden details, like, you know, the design, the specific plants we would use, so we would help with that type of more detailed work, right?
Yeah, and some, you know, something like that, and again, they could come back to us with a particular specific project, and we could see if we had some money to yeah. support it. So, I mean, but for now, want to make a motion to, I don't even know how to word it.
Get off our houses and support.
Support the effort of the Garden Club to work with Public Works to... beautify various park areas?
Various areas in town, I would leave it. Oh, right? You're not just doing park areas.
Well, but we only, we're the Park and Rec Commission, so we can't really, you know.
Park and Rec.
Okay.
Park
area, okay.
So, yeah.
Right. We basically are just helping with town-owned properties, right? We're not just, like, taking your resources and then using, like, in businesses everything, so it's just within the town.
So I'm writing this down again.
What are you looking for as far as?
No, I'm just letting you know that we exist and we're, you know, just trying to help Parks and Rec just like you. And if you had personally even any ideas about like specific spots you wanted, you know,
we can always connect with.
Do you guys have funding in your club or at all?
We usually fund it like through the town as projects are needed to happen, right? We're not collecting money and then,
okay.
Which we might on our own start like a pollinator pathway nonprofit, and then we could start doing that, but we haven't done that through the town so much, right? Not yet.
Any other questions? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to make a motion to support the Garden Club in efforts to beautify park areas.
Commissioner Mathewson seconds.
Any discussion?
I think we've had it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Thank you very much.
And all of you are invited to join our club. We are on Facebook. It's the Montville Garden and Beautification Club. We'll probably be doing more activities as the weather gets better. So, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Do a scale.
To consider and act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of January 21st.
This large pavilion, oh. Nobody wants.
Well, wait a minute.
Put a plan other than a parking lot.
We've lost our audience.
Yeah, that's what I said. One of my things is pick a spot and complete it. Come say, oh, do a little bit here, do a little bit there.
Well, yeah, if we had a plan, and we could, like you say, do a little piece of it every year.
Okay.
Give those guys a call.
To consider and act on a motion to approve the meeting minutes of January 21st, 2026.
God.
As amended.
Commissioner Mathewson makes the motion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Recreation Director's Report for February 26.
This is the last few days of basketball. We're finishing up at Mohegan School this week. Saturday will be the last first and second grade clinic tile Saturday morning. Well, actually, it has to go to Saturday afternoon because the cheerleaders are in there in the morning. It's a result of the snow out we had last week. We did have an issue today and tomorrow with the two makeups at Murphy School. Their gym roof is leaking. Actually, the whole school's leaking, but my concern was the gym where we play. So I'm going to try and find a place for those two games to be made up sometime potentially next week. I know lacrosse, softball, and baseball start indoors next week, too, so it may be a difficult find, but we'll make it work. Unified night has definitely been rescheduled for March 14th. I got the final confirmation this afternoon, so we will be there. They're going to redo the advertisement and send it out to us all so we can post that on our pages and send it out to folks. You see the bid opening for the community center bathrooms. They are still going through those. There were a couple of add-ins as well, and they are still looking through that to find the appropriate money to get the job done.
It's late in the game for this. Is that something we have to do? I mean, we spent $300,000 on a building we might tear down in a year or two. Is kind of ridiculous.
In a year or two? Oh, well, very optimistic.
I'm optimistic.
Yeah, this project's been on the books for, 12 years now, Mayor? At least, yeah. They just can't seem to...
We had the money.
Yeah. All of it? Sweet. It's making ADA accessible. I think the only funky thing is that they're going to flip-flop the men and women's rooms. But other than that, it should be good. The bathrooms at the other end, different story. Those are even smaller. So I'm not sure if those are even capable of being brought up to code or not. That'd be something we could look into further down in our CIP, not in the next couple of years or so. Maybe we can add that in for next year. Easter egg hunts are coming up fast, another month. The eggs are in. The Oxbow Masons are good to go. We've got kids signing up already for the flashlight egg hunt. So the excitement is starting. I'll be out pounding the streets for donations for that event as well. And then the crochet class will be starting up in a couple of weeks. We already have one or two kids signed up for the Monday-Wednesday class. Nobody for Tuesday-Thursday yet. And the question from one of the moms was, my kid's left-handed, does that make a difference?
It does.
I had no idea.
It makes a huge difference.
It does, oh.
You need left-handed crochet sticks.
There's only one hook, and it looks the same whether you hold it in your right or your left hand, so I had no idea.
No, because you're
doing
it the opposite way.
But evidently, our instructor is also left-handed, so it's not going to be a problem. Unless they want to go right-handed, I don't know.
Maybe I she just can love teach both how ways. All the girls are like, yep.
So it's just backwards? Is that?
No, the right-handed people are backwards. The left-handed people are right.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, because my wife is left-handed
so left.
Too.
How do you prove that?
I do too.
hopefully that'll be another good one. And I had one comment from an adult asking if adults could be in the class. So we may start up an adult class in a few weeks if all goes well. So other than that, we're looking good.
Can I ask a question?
Certainly.
Since we're adding a new program, did you ever reach out to Isle Wise Botanicals about her programs?
I did. I've got some emails going
Okay,
back
great.
And forth,
Thank
so.
You.
Yep.
Commissioner Mathewson, two questions. First, what is the Unified Night?
Unified Night is being sponsored by the New London Recreation Department. It's their new facility on One Recreation Way in New London. It's $44 million facility. It's beautiful.
It'll be.
So all of the recreation departments, for the most part in the county, are taking a portion of that building and doing an activity.
Oh.
Like ours would be lawn games. We're teaming up with Agnes, that used to be recording secretary here as well. She's representing Salem, and we're doing lawn games like ladder ball and cornhole and those types of things. The pool's going to be open for swimming. There's going to be some cooking, some games, some music. So we're all taking a portion and doing something, not only to promote their facility, but what we can offer for programs as well.
Okay.
So we'll be staffing that on a Saturday night from 6 to 9. Doesn't cost a thing. Anybody can go from any community.
And then I guess more just a comment. I've been asked a couple of times if we were going to be doing any tennis lessons. So since we're starting to look at spring, I just wanted to make the comment.
I do not have an instructor, but we could certainly put
George
the word
Krause.
Out. What's that?
George Krause.
He does. Oh, yeah, he does do tennis, doesn't he?
That's his number one.
Yeah. Tennis coach.
I had a couple of people ask, especially because spring sports
kid,
starting.
Eight-year-old. But when I asked his mom, it was like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, George is a good one too.
So, and my only comment is it's kind of related to this night, is that I don't know if there's any way we can put it as a banner on top of our webpage. I mean, it got posted on Facebook once, and if you don't, if you miss that one post,
yeah.
I don't think anybody in town knew about it. So, I mean, I don't know what we can do to better advertise our programs. It can't be that hard to add a banner to the top of the... I know the town has a banner on the top of the town page. Can it be that hard to include this there or add it to the top of the Park and Rec page? Can't be that hard. Because like I said, nobody's seeing this stuff.
Sorry.
So anyway, sorry. But I don't think most people knew this happened.
Who adds that stuff to that page? Who would do that?
The mayor could answer that.
The Parks and Rec page.
I mean, IT has responsibility for the pages.
It, right?
I don't know. It's
not a Parks and Rec webpage.
It's not. They don't create the web page. They don't post anything to the web page.
Who maintains that site?
Well, which site are you talking about? The town of Montville Parks Recreation page or the Rec Track web page?
Town of Montville.
The Town of Montville one.
IT.
Parks and Rec page.
IT.
So all you got to do is put a request to Bill, put the banner on there.
So will that scroll across the home page or do you have to click on Parks and Rec to see that banner?
I think there's a question for Bill.
But any of our, might as well, we have, I think we're still advertising the Christmas lights on our main webpage.
It was under Farmer's Market.
So, we're not using our technology to the best of our ability to get this word out to people on any of our stuff. But this would be a good thing. I think this would be good for the community to be aware of. Like when you helped with the Adopter Road. It's not Adopter Road, but you got that posted up there. I hope you got a few calls off out of that. But all right. Any other questions? Report from finance. I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. So, Pete, is it possible, and I think it's possible, it's just it takes time. I'd like to see for a year, just 1 year for each program, what the
in and out.
Yeah. How much income for this program, you know, what we paid the instructor, what the net profit was for a year. Now, it's, you know, the year might be September to August as opposed to January to December. But, I mean, I think it would be good for information for us to have for all the programs, including basketball, you know, and even the camp.
You'd know participation.
Yeah, well, participation, and then, you know, it's going to come up in a little while. We're going to be talking about the budget for next year and looking at, you know, potentially raising the fees for summer camp, you know. But we'll talk about that a little later. But it'd be good to know if I'll leave it to you, Pete, to figure out what the best time frame is. Because don't most of our, well, no, I don't want to say most of our programs start, like, September.
Yeah.
Mm. Maybe June to June, maybe go June to June, like the town budget? I don't know. Pick one, and we're just trying to get a year's data. We don't have to go back through history. Just say the past year.
Probably Patrick would be the best one for that. Maybe the treasurer would probably be the best one for that. I'll work with him.
But, you know, see if we can put something together. If you need help from me, just let me know, and I'll do whatever I can to help you. Any comments or questions on the finance report? Okay, March newsletter.
All right.
Hey, under Farmers Market.
Yep.
Where it says vendor fees, early bird, full season vendor, May 1st cutoff, that should just be full season vendor, $100.
All right.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
The others are good?
Yeah. And would it be possible if you get that unified night graphic in time to maybe cut the farmer's market in half and put that on the other side? Just to get it into the newsletter. I know it's up here in the calendar, but a graphic is so eye-catching, I think that people would probably look at that.
Yeah, it's a good size one. So
or maybe a whole page?
I'll think.
Okay.
It's going to need some explanation.
Yeah.
I'll slide it as well. That's not my best.
Is there a reason that the annual Easter egg hunt and then the flashlight Easter egg hunt are separated?
Two different events.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're
separated. Oh.
They're
fair enough.
Fair.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, the large one is the one on the front. That's
little kids.
250 kids or so, and the other one's 50, 60 kids.
Yeah.
They love it. Again, any changes to the schedule I'll make before it comes out. Most of that will have to do with the cancellations that we have to move the start dates for. Something like a karate or a gymnastic class. If we can't do the weather, it's going to change.
Did Barbara, you guys ever see the proof yet from the day on the community booklet? That's we ought to get our money back for that.
I did meet with the new woman. She came in yesterday, Rebecca, and the day is considering getting out the business altogether. She's in favor of the booklet, but the administration is not. That's what I kind of get the feeling. So hopefully that won't take place.
They're getting out of the print business, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She gave me a sample of last week's newspaper. I'm going to do the last meeting.
All right, any other comments on the newsletter? All right, thanks. Unfinished business. I don't know if you have any updates on any of this, Pete. Pickleball parking improvements. Has any of this stuff? I'm assuming it's with CLA to put a bid package together.
Yes. This pickleball screen, John has picked it out. I'm not sure if he's ordered. I haven't spoken to him since last Thursday. So I don't know if he's actually put that order in or not. I did talk to him about the maintenance building, however. We had a long discussion about getting electricity.
About getting electricity to the building is the plan, and he doesn't have funding for it at all, so he was looking to potentially ask us for about $5,000.
So what's disappointing about that is I was at a meeting 2 months ago and asked him to get a quote for it so that I could present it to this commission. So we've wasted 2 months, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, and they still haven't asked yet, so.
No.
I told him to go to the rainy day fund.
Yeah, so I mean we're on the same page, but
yeah.
we've wasted 2 months.
Not reading it. Yep.
All right, I'll try to attend the meeting next week and reiterate what I said to him 2 months ago. So 1 and 2, we're kind of waiting for bid packages to be put together. Anything on the camera project? From IT?
No, I haven't been updated on that at all. I know one of the things they were trying to get was to purchase the pole to put the cameras on and then run the electricity and the conduit to the building.
Is John doing that too? Public Works doing that?
IT and Public Works are working together.
So all right.
Money's coming from IT.
Right, but John's probably, all right, I'll talk to Public Works Wednesday then. okay. That's it for that. Any questions on any of that?
So.
Those projects? Carnival Committee, I missed the last meeting. Kate, I'll turn the floor over to you if you, since Deb's not here, if you'd like to.
Sure. So Deb and I are still on the search for food trucks. We have a couple of people that we managed to reach out to that said yes, and we're waiting to hear back from others. We are going to have, near the face painter, we're going to have a woman who works with kids making, like, pens with beads and keychains and things like that. And we're also going to have a Build-A-Bear type table. I am working with Sheffield Farms. She and I have been playing phone tag.
She's better at texting.
Yeah, is she? Okay,
yeah,
good.
I've texted her all day.
All right, so we've been playing phone tag. I'm trying to think what else we talked about.
Well, we solidified the bracelet price.
The bracelet prices and the hours. So Saturday is going to be 3 to 10 now.
Okay.
So it's 3, not 2.
Not 2. It's 3 o'clock.
3 to 3?
Yep.
Okay.
And the bracelet will stay $35.
Yeah.
For
which
that
is
extra,
a really
extra hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's a really good price, to be honest with you. So that's what we're doing. Peter has, we've been sending out the applications to people.
Yep.
Been getting some back. Yeah. So we're on a
pretty good
shape. On a roll. Yeah.
Okay. Any questions?
I haven't solidified the rock wall.
Okay.
Because I have one more person that emailed me, and they're from Preston, and they've started up their own party company.
Okay.
So I'm touching base with them to see if they have a wall and potential for, it was like $3,000, I think it was, for the
right.
For 1 day and 5 hours. I was like, yeah.
Probably get the National Guard for free.
Yeah.
Okay. New business, 2025-2026 budget SIP review. Peter, I don't think you need us to approve this at this point, right? We don't have a deadline for this. But Pete put this together. I'll go back. Was the SIP plan basically, you know, anything we had in our SIP plan for this year basically, you know, didn't make it through the muster last budget session and got pushed into 26-27. So right now, that's what this reflects is everything that we had in 26-27 plus 25-26 stuff in 26-27. You know, it's certainly unreasonable to probably keep all this here. We probably ought to push everything out a year.
Probably pick and choose.
But the important thing was to keep, I think you verified this, is to keep in the SIP plan the things you put grants in for. Was that a true statement?
Correct.
So basically, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, would we stop? Do we stop at 6, Pete?
Or did you? 5.
Or 7?
It's pretty small here.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, basically everything except the community center.
So right now, and, so then maybe we will leave.
The parking lots are already, those are.
The parking lot, that's in 25-26. Yeah, and that's why that's there, because we have funding for that. But everything that's shown right now, 26-27, is in what you've requested.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
So I wanted to explain that to everybody. The community center, you know, we'll have to have another separate discussion on that. I mean, again, this commission doesn't support a $40 million community center, but it's kind of gone nowhere in the last year and three quarters. It was June of 24 we made our request to the town council and the mayor, and it's just kind of languished.
It's out there. We need people to join the committee. There is a committee.
Right. But I thought that committee was being disbanded and reformed with something the mayor wants to put together.
Right.
Weren't they looking for, they couldn't find enough people. They wanted enough additional people. It must want to go to it, didn't they?
But anyway.
Yep. Okay.
So as far as the regular budget, I think what I'd like to, you know, most of it is, I don't want to say cookie cutter, but, you know, Pete does a good job on a yearly basis with his proposals. I think what I'd like to discuss is potentially changing the fees we charge for summer camp. So, Pete, maybe you can explain a little more. I think this... My thoughts on that started because I think you said we were probably losing money because of. Now, again, we don't necessarily run programs to make money, but we look at the benefit to the town and things like that. And summer camp certainly is a program that benefits the town and the town's people.
Yeah, and it's actually.
At what expense? So.
Summer camp was designed to lose money from the first time it was run. It was used to be free, so it was losing everything. When I arrived, it was a 5-week camp from 9 to 3, and it was $20 a week. Now it's 7 weeks, it's 8 to 4, 5 days a week, and currently it's $75 per week. And it was initially losing about $37,000 a year. You know, it's down into the anywhere between $12,000 and $16,000 now that it costs the town. So it obviously it's designed to lose money. It's one of the things we do for our community. For our families, it's 230 kids a day. don't necessarily all come. We usually average about 215 kids a day. There's 27 staff members, so it's a large program. It's a lot of time and effort on our part, not only to administrate it in the office with Eva and myself, but the part-timers, well, they're working 40 hours a week, so they're seasonal employees. They work very hard, and it's not an easy job. So the difference on the back side, the second page of those, the difference between charging $80 or $85 is $7,500 in profit.
Well, it's not profit. It's deficit reduction.
Income.
And I thought you were expecting costs to go up a little bit this year too on certain things. So I mean that's what led me to say maybe we should be looking at raising the fee.
Yeah. So the the expenses increased from last year by about $3,000, and raising the rate to $80, we would bring in $8,200 more than last year. So that would cover the expenses and then some, like at least twice as much.
So
it's really something that you can decide on. Do we, you know, how economical do we want to make it? I do know every time we do go up, we do lose some families.
Right, but you still have 200 and
50
kids.
Yeah. And we get more requests for scholarship, which at this point we're just okay, do you qualify? Yes. At what level are you qualifying? Are you, you know, a quarter, 50%, 75, or 100? And that's done by social services. They tell us, you know, this family has three kids. They're all going to be 100%. So they all come 7 weeks. So that's kind of a loss that we can't bring in the income in. But it's usually about $4,000 or $5,000 a year for that.
So those kids go free,
yes,
if they can't afford it.
Yep.
So it's currently $75 a week.
Correct.
And yes, and that's 5 days.
You're asking.
8 hours
you're
a day.
Asking to increase
hours
it only
8 hours a day.
You're only asking to increase of a dollar a day.
It's right. I mean, and I understand people might have two, three kids. I'm not saying it's necessarily easy for all families, but $75 a day is a bargain.
A week or a day?
Week.
A week.
I don't
cheap daycare.
And I don't want to speak for everybody by any means whatsoever, but I think part of the problem with I recognize that it's only an extra dollar a day, right? But when you're asking for the entire summer's payment at once, that's where it could get very hard. So I think if there were a way that we could split it and make it so parents can pay on a weekly or 2 week basis, I understand that the paperwork increases. Don't get me wrong, but you're then asking for $150 per kid for 2 weeks each time, and then you could kind of map it with the parent's paycheck, right? As opposed to the entire summer, and then you're looking at several hundred dollars
it's five
times
weeks.
Multiple children.
Five
and
weeks.
I think that's where...
Seven.
Yeah, and I think that's where that is happening, because then obviously that's significantly more than just the dollar a day, because
right.
I do agree that is a very reasonable increase, but when the payment is all at once in one lump sum, that's where a lot of the hardship comes.
It could be in two payments?
Yeah, if they ask, I make arrangements for them to get on a payment plan.
But it can be embarrassing for a parent to come and say, I don't have $700 right now.
If you make it part of the application when they sign up, you have this choice or this choice or this choice.
Right.
That way they can choose instead of, like you said, sometimes parents are embarrassed to say, hey, I can't afford to pay it, you know.
What's the extra administrative cost if you went, like, you know, every 2 weeks or, you know, two payments?
Yeah, a lot. Well, we have some parents who pay on a weekly basis for that same reason.
Yeah.
They've got two or three kids, so it's, you know.
It adds up.
You could make it cheaper to pay all at once.
We could absolutely do some form of a discount, you know, yeah. Pay all at once.
You get a discount if not. If
get one of your
weekly
field trips for free. You know what I mean? Like, we could do that.
Well, no, but let's, you know, we don't want to make this too complicated. No. I mean, is it something you could add something in the application that if, families are unable to, you know, pay all at once, please contact the recreation department to make other arrangements.
Yeah.
Just leave it generic and let you work with the family. So, you know, then it's just one-on-one, kind of in a private kind of thing. That's why I brought it up. I think with the price of everything going up, I mean, I'm not to talk budgets. I'm looking at some of the town budgets and what some of the increases. They're talking, you know, 12%, 8%. It's with the cost of everything going up. I think I would strongly recommend we do increase the price nominally. I think $80 is a reasonable amount, and so I'm going to make a motion that we. Increase the cost of summer camp to $80 per person starting this year.
Do you want to add to that the payment thing, or
no?
We'll keep
that separate.
Okay. I second that motion.
No. Any further discussion?
I think we've had it.
All right. Motion carried. No, I messed up.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was sleeping.
I made the motion, so someone has to second it.
I second it.
You second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
You were doing
motion
so well.
Carried. Thank you.
Rocky, you were doing so well.
You already got your ding on me today by telling me you weren't coming.
Carter's sleeping.
All right, communications. No communications. Remarks from the public.
They left.
Remarks from the public.
Sorry, Lenny.
So I just want to comment on a couple things. First of all, the budget you're referring to is only the proposals from the departments. There'll be no increases. There'll be no increases like that. I will get together with the rec director on the website and the banner. We'll also weed out the old stuff on there. I'll give that some attention. As far as the shed at the Camp Oakdale, John Carlson made a good faith effort to install the electrical equipment internally. And for reasons I won't go into, it didn't work. And I told him to get a quote to give it to Peter so that we can come back to the commission with a solid amount of money that's necessary. And it won't be about $5,000. It'll be a real number. So the building committee was established in 2024, never filled.
Right.
The only person that's on that committee is Kate. In the meantime, I've created an ordinance that is going back to TARP for the third time on a permanent building committee that will be responsible for all town projects and Board of Ed projects. And as soon as that is passed and we'll have public hearings on it as an ordinance, that permanent building committee will supersede, that's my intentions anyway, will supersede the community center building committee. It was my understanding that the previous community center building committee was advocating for a new community center, where I was suggesting at that time that we just concentrate on an addition for what the needs were to complete the community center itself. As soon as I have the rest of the information on the shed and the electrical, we'll get it back to Peter, and we'll have some solid information on that.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any other remarks from the public? All right. Remark from Town Council Liaison Southard.
Okay. So I will talk to Public Works regarding the beautification group, and you'll probably be there too. So, and also, there was no TARP meeting for the community center and the rentals, the parks and recreation rentals. So that's coming up next week, and I'll get that on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Remarks from Recreation Director Bushway.
Just let me know when that TARP meeting is so I can be there as well. Okay. They may have questions or whatever.
Do you have that cleaned up version for me?
Probably.
Yeah, send that to me so I can send that to them. Thank you.
That's all I got.
All right. Remarks from the commissioners. Mr. Plakis?
I don't have any.
Bill?
I'm all set. Nothing.
Morgan?
Everybody stay safe this weekend.
Okay.
Hmm? Why?
Is there supposed to be bad weather coming in? Did I just give you guys really bad
No, you
news?
Haven't looked at the latest weather.
Oh, okay. Don't say that. In that case, I'm good.
It's this state. You're not somewhere else right now.
Mary?
I'm all set.
You're all set. And I have nothing further to add. Motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn.
I second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourn at 7:30. Exactly.
Holy crap, Ola.
And I don't...